Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will be voting.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. And could you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
52.
And just to be sure you're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
Thank you. And regardless of have you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Unsatisfied.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's an important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is protecting democracy and our voting rights. From 0 to 10, how important?
9.
Protecting abortion rights?
Depends on which side. Depends on which side.
But from 0 to 10, how important is, in general, protecting abortion rights?
Okay, 8.
And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
8.
Improving K through 12 education?
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
And last two, funding for mental health services?
8.
And lowering rent? That's the last one.
10.
Thank you. And now we're 45% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read your feelings over some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion
on number,
I will read you a list of names and from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay?
Sure.
The first one, Janelle Bynum, from 0 to 100. Remember, 100 means very favorable, 50 somewhat favorable, and 0 means very cold and unfavorable.
Who? What was the name?
Janelle Bynum. Do you recognize the name?
Yes. 70.
70. J.D. Vance. Do you recognize the name? J.D. Vance?
I do not.
Tina Kotek?
I do not.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general, from 0 to 100?
40.
Republicans in Congress, in general?
90.
Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
75.
McDonald's, from 0 to 100?
40.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Last two, Lori Chavez Derrimir, from 0 to 100.
75.
And the last one, Kamala Harris.
0.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Trump.
I know it is a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derrimir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Chavez Derrimir.
And even though you are not supporting Danielle Biden now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Biden? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight chance.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? You strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Derrimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, just somewhat, or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
And now we're almost done. We're 75% now. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I want to read you a little bit more of information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Derrimer and Janelle Bynum. The first one is Lori Chavez Derrimer. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Derrimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And the last one, Janelle Bynum, serving in the State House since 2016. Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggle as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off, and every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, now that you have a little more information, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Lori Chavez Derrimer.
And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez Derrimer?
She's Republican, so she's got the same views that I do.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please.
Mm-hmm.
Same ideas. Okay. And now this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your patience. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to support Janelle. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reasons to support her. The first one, Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
I'm sorry, the question again?
From 0 to 10, how convincing was that? 10 means very convincing, just somewhat, or not at all?
5. 5.
It's a 5, okay. The next one, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
4.
And just 2 more. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
1.
And the last statement. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing as a mom, as a small business owner, as a leader. She's not willing to accept that something cannot be done to fit where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
2.
2, okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion changed. So let me ask you one more time. If the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez Dreamer.
And lastly, this is the last part. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Dreamer. And please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, or just somewhat?